Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Special guest, too. We told you recently that Starbucks, and we saw this coming, is now putting needle boxes in, if you will, in selected Starbucks. They won't say which ones or anything like that yet. And I thought, wow, this was predictable when they opened up the bathrooms. Now, there's a counterpoint. Our guest, Kate Taylor, I think this was at the Business Insider, wrote about this originally. And then talked about there are other people saying this is a good business decision on the part of Starbucks. Because several of you told me the need for this. I'm not in that camp, but Kate Taylor joins us. She originally broke this and wrote about this here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kate, good morning. Was this in the Business Insider originally?
Yes, it was. I had been hearing from employees about kind of issues around this for the last couple months. So I was able to kind of finally hear from Starbucks that this is something that they are actually addressing and actually putting needle disposal boxes in certain bathrooms.
Now, do you have any more information? I'm waiting to see here in Philadelphia, the one where there was the big problem that opened up the bathrooms and all, Kate, and I hear stories of problems in, you know, most cities, I guess. Do you have a sense of how many and where they might be?
I know they have already installed some in Seattle, which is some workers in Seattle had really kind of been pushing for this for a while. And in Seattle, it, obviously, there's a huge issue with the opioid epidemic.
Right.
And it's also kind of, there are more issues there that people have been talking about with needles being discarded in public. Some public libraries there also have sharps boxes. So I think it was maybe less jarring to install them there. So I'd be interested to see in other areas if they go with needle disposal boxes, or they've also said they're trying to find other solutions. So we'll see what that ends up being.
Yeah, because the petition and the stuff of Starbucks employees gone public. Now, I don't know about you, but here in Philadelphia, when all this was breaking and we knew what Starbucks was going to do, this was predictable. In some places, they would be a prime spot where people then are going to use the bathroom, shut the door, and they're going to shoot up. And you know, I mean, Kate, do you have a sense, too, do experts think that people are really going to use these boxes, though? Because if you're in that state that you're shooting up, you know, are you going to follow the rules and put them in these boxes?
That's something I've heard from a lot of people who are questioning if this will work. The experts I've talked to have said that it is something that they have seen positive results, at least maybe not in necessarily reducing use, but it has been something that does make spaces like more safe for workers, for people there. It has reduced the amount of kind of improperly disposed needles, people just throwing needles on the ground. So they have said it does see some results. Obviously, not everyone who is using drugs is going to kind of be very conscientious about that. But I was actually surprised, speaking with experts, that they've said that this has been effective.
Now, did you write a companion piece? I know I saw one getting ready the last couple of days where they said this is a good business practice by Starbucks. And they were actually kind of saying that some people are telling Starbucks to actually promote this, to put a happy face on it. I think it shows with the bathroom policy what happened here, that this was predictable. So is it a good business practice?
Yes, I think that it's interesting because I did write that's a good business practice. I think that people can argue about if the open bathroom policy was positive or negative, but now that they've committed to it, I think that they have to do things like this to protect workers. Obviously, Starbucks does not want headlines connecting them to drug use in any way, but they also don't want headlines where workers are saying they had to go and get tested for HIV after being poked by a needle when they were cleaning up the bathroom.
God.
So something like this, to show that they're doing everything they can to protect workers, if this is an issue, I think they have to do something. And for them to not do anything, especially when workers are speaking out, makes them look much worse than having to show that they're being proactive, even if people don't agree with the original decision to have open bathrooms.
Now, are there other Starbucks is the one that comes to mind because of the controversy. You have a sense, are there other businesses, other places now that are facing this thing with bathrooms?
It actually seems to be a big problem in a lot of businesses. I've heard from employees from other major chains that have said, we want this at our place of work. There hasn't been a ton of research on it, but in New York, at least, more than a half of people who work in restaurants or other businesses with public bathrooms say that they've either encountered someone doing drugs in the bathroom or encountered needles or other kind of things that suggest people are using these bathrooms to do drugs. So when it's over half of workers in places with public bathrooms in New York City, clearly this isn't just a Starbucks problem. So I'm kind of anticipating other chains taking similar actions, at least in some locations.
And is it it's going to be interesting too, Kate. Do you have any sense in talking to Starbucks? We were interested in this, in the mechanism they use to determine, because I'm sure they don't want to put it widespread in their bathrooms. You know, they want to calculate this and limit the damage as much as they could by doing it. Is it just seat of the pants, anecdotal, if the workers complain at a Starbucks enough? Or is there some mechanism where they're determining, you know, we're going to put this in there?
So I've talked to Starbucks about this a bit. The biggest thing is they're trying to talk to workers on pretty much a case-by-case level in different cities, where maybe in Seattle, workers are really saying that they need Sharps boxes. But in another area, they're saying, we don't want that. This is an issue, but we kind of would rather have just heavy-duty trash bags and have that as a way where if this happens, we just won't get poked by the needles. So I think that right now they don't really have an overarching strategy necessarily on this, but they're talking to different workers around the country and trying to kind of pull in-store employees on what is the best solution for different cities.
Well, we'll follow it, Kate. Where do people read you? Business Insider, and when do you write?
Business Insider, I cover kind of restaurants, food and beverage industry, and if anyone has similar stories about this, I would love to hear from them, because I definitely think that this is going to continue to be an issue, not just at Starbucks, but at other chains as well.
Absolutely. Kate, thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks for joining us
today.
Thank you
so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.